you remember that video of that lip sync dance from my high school?
Yeah.
So we had one my senior year, and my friend found a picture of me in that wearing, listen to this. This is the worst picture ever, dude. It's so embarrassing. I'm wearing like Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
With jean shorts.
Is that your standard garb?
And a fucking blazer and a fucking headband.
Were you trying to die from a pussy overdose? What the fuck were you doing?
Dude, it's so fucking embarrassing.
Did the pickup artist dress you before you went?
Now, I was a little drunk.
For your 8th grade talent
show?
No,
senior year.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck?
No.
You had a blazer and you're drunk in 8th grade singing Nelly.
We sang, oh God, I don't even fucking remember.
What were you singing?
I don't know. Probably a boy band, something.
Oh my God.
Something horrific.
How much fucking ass did you guys get after you did that?
I forget.
You forgot that much?
I don't know. I forget.
You probably swore off Sniz in like
that
1998.
That was the night I got, on the way to that dance, I got in a car accident. After doing a bunch of shots of vodka, got in a car accident, and then got out. Or no, and then the cop came to the vehicle, and it was me and my friends dressed like fucking dickheads in the car. And he's like, it smells like vodka in here. And I was like, that's just my skull. And he was like, really? Let me see it. And I didn't have any on me. Thankfully, I found an old can under my seat, handed it to him, and he was like, oh yeah, that's probably it.
Wow.
Classic white privilege.
He fucking respected the headband and those Air Force Ones, dude. He knew you guys were about to tear up the talent show.
Hell yeah.
The Mechanicsburg talent show would have been fucking canceled, dude.
All right, so on December...
I hated Disney World. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't really care.
Universal Studios is my fucking jam, dude.
Ah, I always wanted to. I never got to go.
You never went on the Tower of Terror?
No.
No, that's MGM.
Oh, shit.
That's...
Yeah, dude.
MGM's dope.
I'm an MGM head, my bad.
Yeah, same. MGM's sick.
Yo, Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror was
that's
nice.
Like one of the defining experiences of my life.
Is that the Twilight Zone?
Yeah,
dude,
that was
sick. You go through all this shit, and you're just kind of like, you know you're going to like fall, but you're just like going through and all this scary stuff's happening, and, like, and all of a sudden, dude, lights go out, and you just fucking drop. You don't even realize you're going up, and you just free fall, and they snap a pic of your face right as you start to fall. Dude, Tower of Terror. I'd probably have like a fucking like heart arrhythm if I did it now.
Well, the best is they open the door to just prove how high up you are.
Yeah, dude. Like, you go, huh? Boom, you drop. It's like in an instant. It's so fucking sick.
That's
Space
true.
Mountain. Fat
Space
as hell.
Mountain,
Space Mountain's
cool.
So fucking fat, dude.
It's fat as fuck, dude.
It is, though.
Dude, Space Mountain is fucking lit.
Yeah.
I went to Disney. My dad for Christmas one year, because my mom took my sisters, who are
they
both
didn't take you?
Older than me. I was a baby when they went. So then...
That must have been nice for your old man to get
out. I think
out.
In like second grade for Christmas, I didn't get like a gift. I got a fucking beach towel that had Mickey Mouse on it. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And they're like, you're going to Disney World. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Never went.
What?
Wow. It took 4 years for me to be like, Dad, come on.
Oh, my God.
It was like the
God.
Summer going into sixth grade that me and my dad went to Disney World. I was like, this fucking sucks. The only thing I remember is we went.
Oh, my God.
We went went in the off season, so it was like cold.
You were wearing a windbreaker?
My dad rented, I remember it, he rented a Saab convertible. That was the car he rented
God.
From the airport. And he tried to put the roof down, and the roof just got stuck. We're just going down the highway with the roof stuck. And I was freezing cold. It was cold, especially on a high. It was probably like 50 degrees. And we're on the highway, and I was just like, oh, my God.
Your little fucking Mickey Mouse hat blew off.
I'd be like, let's go on this ride. He'd be like, I'm not waiting in these lines. I don't think we didn't do anything.
Not even a fast pass?
I didn't, no, fuck no, we had a fast pass. Dude, he went, it was the cheapest possible time.
Oh, that's so
and
fucking
then
funny.
We did do Tower of Terror. That's like the only ride I remember. We definitely didn't do Space Mountain.
Oh,
dude, there's a Michael Jackson.
We didn't do
thing.
Fucking
yeah,
shit.
That's Disney dude. World.
They're going to take it down.
They are?
Fucking,
yeah, definitely, bro.
The Michael Jackson experience.
Everything
thing.
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson
I went to that.
That's well, where your parents let
yeah,
you sleep
someone's,
with them.
Yeah, not everyone.
That's a fuck. That's a Nintendo Wii game. I was with my girlfriend's like my girlfriend's
just
cousins.
Put the
it's
controller
the
in your
Jackson.
Ass.
Yeah, yeah. Jackson's like you put 3D glasses and have a guy look into your asshole.
I was
the screen's so just a Peter Pan cutout. It's
oh,
like, right,
dude. I was, dude. I was a. It's just Peter Pan cutout. And a dick comes out through the crotch. Let's go to Never Never Land. We never have to grow up. The sorry. We were at But yeah, I was playing Nintendo Wii with, it was like my girlfriend's cousin's son. This kid was like fucking like 10, and he's playing Wii. He's like, what game do you want to play? And I was like, come play video games with me. And like, no one else was there. And I'm like, I don't want to fucking hang out with a 7-year-old by my fucking self. I was like, whatever.
Playing the Michael Jackson experience?
Well, that was, he was playing the games. And I was like, hey, Brent, I'm going back with your cousin. And I like asked his cousin. He's like, yeah, man, I don't care. Go ahead. I'm like, all right. I was like, I didn't want to do this. So I went back and he's like, what do you want to play? I'm like, whatever. He pulled out the Michael Jackson experience. I'm like, damn, I'm fucking playing that, bro. Put that fucking game away.
Yeah, pick another game, dude.
I don't know what the fuck that game is, but we're not playing.
Sorry, I'm looking at my phone, dude.
I know people have herpes.
Did you, you had the STD assembly, right?
I don't know.
We had some wild, we had a DUI assembly.
Did you really?
Yeah, and one of the guys, I might have told this a long time ago.
I don't remember.
We had a DUI assembly. Mm-hmm. Where they would like show like hard car wrecks,
ooh,
like fatalities, shit like that. And one of them was a dude who got drunk and tried to run home, and he walked along the highway and he got hit.
Oh my god!
And it was my friend's uncle.
Oh my god!
They put up a big picture of him in the assembly.
Oh my god! Really?
And it was like, wait, that guy? Because it's a small enough town that everyone's like, my dad was friends with that guy.
Holy yeah. fuck!
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
Oh my god!
Then
dude.
We had a guy come in about rap lyrics.
He came and talked to you?
Talked about how rap was bad, and he sang, I got blood on my dick because I fucked a corpse.
What?
Yeah, and then he was like, you know what? Why don't we try better songs? Like, our God is an awesome God he makes. Everyone was just like, yo, you sucked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he sang that.
Dude, imagine being the adult. That's your fucking theory. You're like, I'll just turn him on to Christian rock.
It's like, man, these kids are out here listening to DMX. I gotta turn this thing around.
It's so funny thinking about how many hours of DMX he listened to and was like, just, how dare he?
God. How dare he? Although DMX was extremely homophobic, and if you're that Christian, he was probably like, all right, he's got some good points.
Oh my god. Yeah, the that's fucking bizarre, man. We didn't have, we just had, like I told you, we had Pico Man who just like, they were preparing us for our futures, dude. They're like,
most of you guys are going to be manual laborers.
Well, he did Pico, and he was like, I'm from Pico. I'm going to show you how dangerous electricity is. And we just literally hook it up to like Ninja Turtle action figures and be like, this is 10,000 volts. And be like, boom, fly it across the room. And you're like, ah. We had fucking Whale Man, who was a avowed Satanist, dude. And his son worshipped Hitler. Him and his son together, apparently. His son went to the school. And he was like, me and my dad spit on the church steps, and we hail Hitler in my house. So I was like, what the fuck? I was a little kid. I was like, holy fuck, dude. That guy's a Nazi. And I was like,
That kid rocks.
Like the fucking whale man.
Son?
It was the whale man, dude.
And the whale man would come and be like, yo, we need to protect whales.
He would just show, us pictures of whales and be like, he was like a whale enthusiast, but he was like a small cat. Dude, my Catholic grade school was just like a brick hallway with 8 rooms. And then, and then we had trailers. We had like a trailer for the computers, trailer for the nurse, and trailers for the library. And they ended up building, once like more people moved out there, I guess they had like a bigger tax base or whatever and built a bigger school. But it was like, we moved out there, it was like farm country. So I went to some like backwoods ass grade school, dude. I got slapped by the principal smacked me one time. Literally, yeah, I was the last, I think I was the last kid.
You think you're fucking last kid hit
by a nun, dude. It was a nun. I jumped off the bus. I told you about this before?
No.
It was like, you know, you did the bus drills where you do like the fire drills, you jump out of the, dude, it was like, first of all, when you're in grade school and they're like,
jumping out of the back,
everybody
of the
turn around, you're like, oh my god, fuck yeah, I'm about to jump insane. Into an eighth grader's arm. It's like you jump and the eighth graders catch your elbows, you're like, wee!
Dude, opening that back door?
Yeah.
It was like, I didn't even know you could open that.
Dude, they pull down the emergency windows and like, the safeties, do you ever have the bus safeties? Or like, they demonstrate the fucking.
No.
On my bus, if you're 2 eighth graders or safeties, you had to know how to operate all the emergency equipment.
What
so
a
like,
gig.
So I was like a little, like a second or first grader, and I remember, I was like, yeah, the safeties are back there, cool as fuck. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna jump so fucking hard when I get out of this thing. And I watched the kid in front of me jump, and I was like, fuck it. And I jumped on him and fucking took him down. And the I didn't realize the principal was out there, and she rustled me up by the elbow, and I was like, and literally, dude, no bullshit, panicked, and was like, I slipped on a banana peel, and the lady went like this. Whap, right on my butt. And I was like, what the fuck?
What was it, Sister Catherine? Sister Margaret?
It was not Vader. Fuck, I can't remember. We had Vader. It was a lady before Vader. I forget her name.
Yeah.
It was like Sister or something. I forget.
Yeah, Sister Mary Margaret.
It might as well have been. Fucking, no, it wasn't McGeever. That was my first grade. It was something crazy like that. She fucking smacked my ass, dude. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Got you going.
I was just like, what the fuck was that? I remember just thinking, I remember just being like, oh, sweet. I just got smacked. Because I was like, I did not want to go down on fucking... lying about a banana slip.
You can go
slip,
down on
dude.
Those charges.
I was going to go down on a lie about a banana slip. Dude. I pulled like the first thing in my brain was just like something out of Tom and Jerry, and I was like, perfect. She was just like,
yeah. Yeah, the geezers were unhappy.
They're never, dude, they want to see like a comedy magician.
But Soder has this joke about like when he was a little kid, he always had that same deep voice. And like the camera, he was watching a home video and he was playing pinball and like he just turns and faces the camera and he's like, if the lights go out, it means you're done. And it reminded me of this time because my sister is fucking jacked. Like she's not jacked, but she's got like broad fucking shoulders. Fuck it. She's jacked.
She could fuck people up.
She fucked people. She used to play basketball. She played power forward in college.
Yeah.
she used to fuck people up.
She could fuck somebody up. She'd fuck your sister up.
Yeah. Any listener, dude, my sister would fucking ground and pound your sister.
I'd put money on it.
Yeah, easy.
I got some big dog aunts that might be able to give a run for a money,
really?
Dude.
Anyway, so Katie, like, has always felt like, I shouldn't have named her. Whatever, fuck it. It's a compliment.
It is.
She's a great lady. She's awesome. Take it easy.
Sorry.
So we were watching this home video, and it was all of us in like a kiddie pool when we were little, and then Katie comes fucking strutting around the corner, dude, fucking jacked as fuck. Like we were little kids. She was in like a one-piece swimsuit, just fucking swole, dude. I swear to God, she like strutted out like McGregor, dude. That's how she was walking. She was just, oh my God, it was so funny. And then there was another one, we were fishing. We were deep sea fishing on the same vacation, and somebody caught a mackerel, and the camera just turns, and there's Katie right in front of it. She's wearing a fucking Tasmanian devil, like, tall tee, and she looks at the camera and just goes, holy mackeroli. Whoever's filming's like, all right, get the fuck out of here.
You see a big, hairy, knuckled hand push her face?
Yeah, my dad.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God, but her fucking coming out of the fucking, into the frame, just jacked the fuck, strutting in. And we were all watching it, and everybody just started dying laughing. Like, everyone saw it, and it was so fucking funny. She was just a jacked 10-year-old just strutting in, dude. Oh, she's going to be pissed about this.
You called her jacked?
Yeah, she knows she's jacked.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's not, Caitlin, my girlfriend's fucking jacked
as
fuck.
You need a fucking buxom woman, dude.
Yeah.
You know
buxom.
What I mean?
Buxom.
If two people...
I don't think buxom means what you think it means.
It doesn't. What's buxom mean? Like a
buxom means like plump and voluptuous.
Oh, like a cherubic painting?
I believe so. Cherubic?
No.
Cherubic. There's another one. Cherubic.
I thought buxom means like a big fucking healthy girl, like a St. Pauli's girl. Fucking a milkmaid.
Let's see.
It's like an intruder comes in, she could fucking fend him off while you got the gun.
We had a friend in the reason I know this is because we had a friend in like eighth grade who, do you remember, buxom of a woman, plump, essentially with large breasts is what that means.
All right. That's cool too.
Yeah, it is cool. But we had a friend who, I don't know if this happened. Well, it definitely happened. I don't know if you noticed it, but when everybody started hitting puberty, like nipples got puffy.
Yeah, you get that fucking
you
get shit
a puffy
in your nipples.
Fucking, yeah, like hard fucking nipples.
Yeah.
Well, my one friend just got tits. Like he was a skinny, normal kid, just with huge tits.
Like
he used to call him buxom.
Nipples or tits?
Full. Well, his nipples were so big that it looked like he had tits.
I had a friend like that, dude.
Yeah, we used to call him buxom.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
we used to call him pepperoni nipples, dude. He had big, fat fucking pepperonis. Those things are, dude, they were like a stripper. They were like a 40-year-old stripper's nipples, and he had them at like 16.
Everybody got them. They were the worst.
Honkers. I've always had.
I didn't really get them, but.
I had a lump.
Little fucking lumps in there that hurt.
Yeah. That's all your testosterone coming out, dude.
Coming straight out of your fucking nips.
Out of your nipples, dude, and going right to your dick.
Cherubic.
It is cherubic.
It's cherubic.
Are you sure?
I'm not certain. But I think I'm like 99% on all of our.
I think I speak more
vocabulary
like British American.
Yeah,
like I spell color like C O L O U R.
There's a little pause there after the L.
Forgot how to spell it. That's what's up, Gerbs.
Gerbs,
you
dog.
I would have no idea what to say in a room of those brothers.
Ultimate Fighters or the Diaz,
Diaz
brothers?
Diaz brothers. Diaz brothers. Shit. They'll fuck you guys. You just have to talk shit to them right away.
If you talk shit, they'll
have
to fight you.
They'll play like uncle on you. They'll make you just have to call mercy on them.
Oh my god!
If you're like, you fucking, I'll kick your fucking ass. They would just laugh at you. They'd be like, all right, dude. And yeah. then they would, they'd hit you with one quick move. You're like, all right, uncle.
Oh, my God. If they hit you with just a dead arm or a
big
dead
T.O.,
leg,
you'd have to say T.O. Oh, if he hit you?
You'd have to hide crying. If you got a dead arm?
You get a contusion. If he hit you, you'd have like a bone bruise. That would suck.
Oh, it would be so bad like to pretend not to be crying around them.
You'd basically just be like 9 again and have your older cousin hit you.
Oh.
Did you ever get hit by an older male cousin who's like 9 years older than you?
My fucking
like,
thick ass sister used to wail on me.
That's like having a thick sister hit you, dude.
Yeah, or dad? My dad would give me dead arms and dead legs all the time.
Man, that fucking sucks. We would box. We used to. My like older cousins would make us all box each other, and it was so fucking. Someone would always leave crying. Like you were like every now and again, you have to box your like older cousin who's like 5 years older than you, and he was fucking like hit you, and it wasn't fun at all. It sucked.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, dude, we used to play fucking run the bases where like we ran back and forth, and my older cousins just had like various sports balls and threw them at us. They just threw like footballs. You ever have someone throw a football at you?
Oh, it's the worst.
Fucking kills, dude.
I got one time I was going into lift, like just team lifting, and one of the upperclassmen threw a football and hit me right in the face. Hit me right in the fucking face.
Kills.
And I responded, I was just like, you're a fucking asshole. Like, trying not to cry from getting hit. I hit like in the nose with a spiral. That shit
a spiral, like your eyes kind of have to like, fixate on like, what is this thing?
Didn't even see it coming. Like, I was head down walking.
Your head was just ringing. Your nose is what? That sucks.
And then you're all of a sudden in enormous pain.
Yeah. Oh, and it's humiliation such a of it all feeling. Too.
Yeah.
Everyone's laughing. You're like trying to figure out what happened. And you just want to cry.
Yeah, man. That's
dude.
Sucks.
Every time I struck out in baseball, I had to like go hide so I didn't
hard
cry.
Hard not to cry.
Oh my god.
Striking out in baseball is hard not to
cry. See your parents as a thing. You're like,
oh my god.
Did I tell you guys I tore my hammy on this podcast? So I talk about that.
No.
What?
I was playing. I was in a kickball league.
And, oh, dude, you went down.
Yeah. And
in a kickball league, like a fun kickball league, like a co-ed drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, you tore a hammy there,
fuck, man.
Around the snizz, you were trying to get snizz there.
Yeah. That was the sole goal.
Oh, for sure.
Joining that.
Did
league.
You join with friends or solo?
With one friend.
Everyone's trying to come and co-ed. That's the point of co-ed sports.
Yeah. Co-ed sports are, touch each they other. Bother me so much.
That's to like touch each other.
It really is.
For sure.
I'm thinking about doing it again.
Yo.
Like now that I like sports.
Yeah, dude.
You're going to tear another hammy.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, so what happened was the first day we went out, the other team had like uniforms and cleats.
Yeah.
And so then I got cleats for the next one. And I hadn't run in cleats for a while. So I was up the bat. And then I basically bunted to third.
Yeah, I could have imagined you laying down a bunt.
Wait, how do you bunt? Technically, what do you just hold your knee out when the ball comes?
Technically, you can't bunt.
Nice inside
right?
of the foot.
But
inside of the foot, bunt down the line.
Give it the heel.
Yes, but if you foul out, if you have 3 fouls, you're out. So I had 2 fouls. So I was like, I just need to get this in play, and I could beat it out. Done first.
Yeah, cool. You can dig it out. You got the cleats on, so they know you can dig it out.
Right.
Bust down that chalk line.
A little bit more than a bunt. I push it, you know, to third. And I take a huge step to first, and then the cleat, you know, grabs. And I just go.
You dug it out too hard.
Yeah. And then it just ripped. And I just fell
over.
I was like,
Screaming.
You got injured on a bunt?
And then, everyone was like. You know, they knew that I did comedy, so they thought I was doing a joke or something. I don't know what they thought.
What?
My friend had to come and kind of like...
Oh, fuck.
It was really humiliating.
Damn, fuck. The hot guys on your team definitely laughed with the hot chicks. When you left with over a beer, just like... Oh.
Yeah, it's true.
That takes a while to come back. And then I was at that time I was in this modern dance class at Drexel, just like try because it was like 2 credits and it was a fit in for me to graduate.
Sucks.
I was on crutches and she still had me like do movements in the back of the class. This is stupid. That's so fucking funny.
You're a dancer for sure.
I love dancing. Just not modern dance. I fucking hate that.
What's modern dance?
It's like interpretive
urban.
And like...
See, that's what I'm into.
It's like yoga movements. What?
Yeah, I'm into that.
No, you're not.
Lazy lads.
Exactly.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, like you don't want the lads who like got up to like Sonora, Mexico and are like...
I'm hot. Yeah, that must be filled
the
with
dudes who get in. That's a thing. Like,
that must be a chill ass town. There must be some chill fucking towns on the way up from like Honduras. Well, just stopped in Mexico and are like, fuck it.
Yeah, Juarez.
Let's just chill here, bro.
Juarez is pretty fucking.
Juarez is chill
Juarez
as fuck.
Is like, you can kick back and relax.
Yeah, they're like, we don't even want to settle a dispute. Let's just kill these motherfuckers. I don't even feel like going through the process of talking this out.
But yeah, that's so weird to me. That's like a thing where it's like, oh, what? You don't want to give everybody like food when they get here from around the world? It's like, I mean, it'd be nice. I would like that. But yeah. It's like, what's the plan, guys?
They're definitely giving them food when they get here.
Yeah, for sure.
No, that's not what AOC said. They're giving them toilet water.
That's good. It's good toilet water.
Yeah, better than what
about to say, it that's, from. Yeah.
Could be good toilet water.
My cousin filled up our teacher's water bottle with toilet water. Yeah, my friend. I don't know. It was one of them. Took it, dumped it in the toilet, filled her up.
I hawked a loogie in my teacher's.
Did you drink it?
And he drank it. And then I sent him a note that said, how'd that fucking taste?
Stop, dude.
Yeah, dude.
What?
Yeah, did you handwrite the note?
Yeah.
That's ballsy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a ballsy.
Well, I've told this story before. I was drawing I was drawing a picture. When he walked in, I was drawing a picture of him on the chalkboard in front of the class with a dildo on his head.
You never told me this.
Yeah, I drew a dildo on his fucking head.
Nice. How did you specify it was a dildo in the picture, not just like a
strap,
organic
like
penis.
A buckle,
wow.
Like a strap on
oh,
his
you're
forehead.
Into
wow.
Head strap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he caught me and he was like, get the fuck off there, you fat bastard. He called me a fat bastard in front of everyone.
What?
So I was like, okay.
How old were you?
It was high school.
Dude.
Yeah, I was like a sophomore or junior.
Fat bastard?
Yeah, so I went, loogied in his fucking drink, sat down. Then I watched him drink it. Watched him take the loogie, too. You could visibly see him take it. And then I sent a note up, and I said, how'd that taste? Signed, the fat bastard.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and then he was like, I gotta talk to you after class. Like, I can't tell anyone you did this, but we're done.
Does he know that he swallowed a longer?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I fucking told him I did it. I did it and told him I did it.
So he had choked on you. Saw him swallow the longer.
Drink it
now.
And be like, I saw his face. I was in the back of the class, just like, yes. There was no part of me that thought it was funny. It was a pure absolute vengeance.
Shit.
And then I told him.
Man.
And he was like, even, because he could have lost his job for that. You didn't
not
tell, you
I don't think
then.
He would have gotten
then.
A lot of trouble.
Are you,
it was
were you
a Catholic,
Catholic
school?
School?
Yeah, he
yeah,
would have been
Catholic
clear.
School, you would have.
He did me a favor.
True.
He had the opportunity to fucking get me like expelled.
Yeah, at a Catholic school, you can call someone a fat bastard and like your
yeah.
parents.
And especially
in.
If they're like, what was he doing?
Yeah, it's kind
of. Drawing a picture of me with a an apparatus on my head. What kind of apparatus?
Was he a dildo head?
No, he was the man. I liked
yeah,
him.
Yeah. Well, clearly he was the man. The way he handled that situation,
yeah, it's true, dude. He swallowed. He swallowed longer.
He was a young teacher.
And
he was the man.
To say, like, just be able to squash it like that. To say, look, we're done. That's man. Like, he was like giving you a lesson in some man to man shit,
yeah.
And
he
also call
like,
you a fat bastard.
Hilarious.
But that's on the table, though. You drew a picture with him with a dildo on his head to embarrass him. Like, he's walking, he's probably seeing you as the man already. He probably already liked you, you know what I mean? And then he comes in and he's like, oh, this fat bastard. He wasn't even, I thought we were cool for a second.
Yeah, and then he did sit me down and be like, you and me are done.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell anyone you did this, but you and me are done.
Yeah, we ain't cool no more.
Which is a shame, because me and him are friends, but he caught me on a bad day, dude. He, you know.
You caught him on a bad day.
He
you caught
war,
each other
dude.
On a bad
we
day.
Got war.
He did declare war. You technically won.
I eviscerated him.
How
he
were
swallowed
your
a loogie and then
what
I
class was this?
Religion.
Yeah, he probably still
is my religion teacher. He's my religion teacher. God.
You guys couldn't settle that a more ethical way between
yeah,
the two
yeah,
of you.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was religion.
That basically sums up Catholic education.
Yeah, just total war. Just
well, it's like
war.
Everyone preaching these like
on the
high,
home front.
Everyone preaching these like half understood ideals. They're like super high minded, and everyone's like spitting each other's drinks. I'm like, you fat fucking bitch, fuck you. Wow,
yeah,
that's
man.
Like a perfect fucking model.
Yeah,
if you were thinking about Catholic education for your child, that's a perfect commercial.
That was a good lesson, though.
Wait, lesson for you or him?
I think both.
Okay,
I think for him, it was probably don't get too friendly with students.
Oh, definitely.
Because he was new.
He probably
he was young.
He was, you saved him from fucking a student.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the longer that saved his life.
Might have been.
Dude, he gets away with calling you a fat bastard, like knowing you were the man, and everybody loves that.
Yeah, dude.
He's definitely
he was
fucking
a week
a
out from being, Linda, you fat tittied bitch, sit down.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, yeah. I'm
damn,
not proud
bro.
Of that. I was,
I'd be,
I felt shame.
As a kid?
I felt shame afterwards, because just the way he handled it. And it wasn't like a haha, this is funny type thing I did to him.
Yeah.
It was like a genuine like fuck you.
I think whoever it was, my friend or cousin, or I don't think it was me. I think it was my friend or cousin. Whoever filled the teacher's water bottle up in the toilet, that was a genuine, like, fuck. Whoever did it was like, fuck this bitch. And I remember watching it, like, oh. And she sipped it. It was like, she's like, this tastes weird, dude. The whole class is just like, oh.
God, yeah, as a teacher, that when the whole class laughs after you're like, this tastes weird, it must be like, oh my God.
She was so,
what could this be?
She was so dumb. She was like, you guys are weird.
In Catholic school, there are some full retards teaching classes. Okay. Legit fucking morons teaching.
This lady tried to get us to read Les Miserables, and then like, we'd have to do like out loud reading. And everyone's like, this book's boring. We're not reading it. No, everyone refused to read it. She tried reading it and just like, she gave up. She couldn't. She started doing it. It was really funny. I remember. So she was like this big. She was like a bigger lady. Like it's like she loved the fucking Flyers. She rigged a field trip so that we could go to Flyers. Yeah, this lady.
Told me about this lady.
Big husky lady. I remember.
I told you this too when we talked. We had a big husky lady that loved the Hershey Bears, dude. She loved hockey.
Yo, it's
she
so,
loved AHL hockey.
It's so weird.
Big studs love the NHL, dude.
Yeah, dude. They love it's like a goalie ice. Trapped in like a lady's body. They just slowly have no choice but to bulk up. They just want to get on the ice. Dude, she. What the fuck did she do? Yeah, she brought us there to do that. I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about. But
she brought you to the NHL. She brought you to a Flyers game.
She brought us to the Flyers game. Yeah. So then, like, no one ever met her husband. And, dude, as a little kid, it was the weirdest thing. I was like, dude, I bet you her husband's skinny as fuck and has a mustache. I was in eighth grade. Called it on the fucking spot, dude. Husband showed up, skinny dude with a mustache. And everyone's like, how the fuck did you know that? And I was like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Bro. I just got his.
I spread a rumor in high school that I caught two dudes kissing one time.
Yeah, it's a sick rumor. We said that about my one friend Gabe. We said we were at a college party and he made out with Ian Minori or some shit.
Dude, I went down the one time. I was in a high school party. I went down the basement. It was just two guys I knew and I was friends with. It was just them hanging out. And then I like went back. It was like 12 people.
Yeah.
So there was like out of the 12, two were down there. So I went with the other 10. I was like, yo, I just walked in on Brent and fucking Steve making out. And they were like, what? And they ran down like, oh. And I just was like drunk and high, like, oh, whatever, like laughing to myself. Dude, that guy came up to me 2 months later. He's like, will you please tell everyone I wasn't making out with fucking Brent Moreira? He's like, I was like, I forgot all about that. I started a hot rumor. Those dudes were like, down there making
out. Yeah. That's a funny fucking rumor.
It was just so funny to me. But like, it really stuck.